it all leads back to love. Like, we come from love, this like indescribable love and unity, right? Consciousness. And then we come into these human bodies, then there's this illusion of separation, and we get activated and we forget the love, but it's like, we are love. So when we can practice coherence and getting into these states and raising our frequency to that of love, it's, we are in coherence with our nature, with what we are, you know, in alignment. And that is what, when we unleash vitality and all of, you know, the great possibilities that the master teachers show us are possible.
Hi, I'm Deborah Rosman, and a warm welcome to our listeners. Each month for the Ad Heart podcast, I have the privilege of interviewing individuals who are contributing to the creation of a more heart-based world. This month, I'm talking with Kelly Gores, the writer, director, and host of the award-winning Heal documentary on Netflix, author of the Heal book, and host of the Heal with Kelly podcast. Kelly's passion lies in exploring and understanding consciousness, human potential, and healing. And when I heard her speak and heard about her new project at the Human Plus Tech conference, I knew I had to invite her to be a guest on our Ad Heart podcast. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Deborah.
Tell us about your journey and your exciting new media project in the whole spirit wellness tech space.
Oh, yes. Well, the journey is a long and winding one, but I would say, you know, I've always been a seeker. I've always been very curious and trying to figure out how the universe works, how we kind of attain our greatest potential, what it all means, what it's all for. And so I've just been very curious my whole life. Cut to when I was acting on and off my whole life. I grew up in Southern California in Los Angeles. And in my late 20s or mid 20s, I was seeking, you know, spiritual and consciousness contents to figure out what was blocking me from achieving that Oscar, from achieving the success that I wanted and the outside validation of becoming a successful actor. And so I started just inundating my consciousness with like Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle and Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden, all of our mutual friends now. And basically, I just started becoming more and more passionate about what's possible. And then it started shifting to healing when I found out about epigenetics and the biology of belief by Bruce Lipton. And so I put all my teachers in a film, which became Heal. It came out in 2017. And, you know, the rest is history. And now I'm on to my next project, which is a docuseries. You know, Heal was about the power of the mind, and our thoughts, beliefs, and emotions affecting our health. And my next project is going to be about the nervous system, our wiring, and how we really need to relearn how to feel our emotions and drop into our hearts and, you know, regain our sovereignty and see our emotions as superpowers rather than something uncomfortable energy that we need to escape or numb or suppress.
You know, it's super interesting, I the term feel. And like you said, most people in our society are not taught how to do anything with feelings, not stuff them, not vent them. I'm a behavioral psychologist by background, and I discovered just sitting with the feeling has so much information. And when I began working with HeartMath Institute in our research, it was all about how feeling and emotions call the shots so often on our perception, what our brain does. And so HeartMath's focus the last 30 years has been on heart, brain, nervous system synchronization. So it gives us more power to manage our reactions, but also activates our higher cognitive centers. So we have our heart's intuitive promptings more accessible, and as a gateway to higher consciousness for the next level activation of the human operating system. And when I heard you talk, it was like using some of these same terms. And I just think it's so exciting that we're tracking what people need. You say feel is our roadmap home. What do you mean by that?
What I mean is that everything we need, our internal guidance system, our connection to you know, our higher self, our soul, source, spirit, God, whatever terms you want to put it in, it's all within us. And society will have us kind of look externally for validation and safety. And so what, when we learn to feel, and I just started working with like a somatic therapist this year, because we really need to relearn how to do it, because as young boys are taught to toughen up and don't cry, and young girls are told to, you know, not be angry and be good and well-behaved and proper. And so we disconnect from our natural feelings, and our feelings is signals from our internal guidance system, from our higher self, from our intuition, telling us when a boundary's been crossed, telling us when there's danger. You know, fear really is a superpower, and yet we judge certain emotions negative or positive. And so feel is the bridge back to ourselves, because society has disconnected us from our superpowers that, you know, can, we are just guided in every single moment if we can become attuned enough to the feelings and sensations and the energy in our body. So that's what I'm hoping to do with my work.
When Doc Childre, our founder, and I wrote the book Transforming Anxiety, it was all about, in our other books that are in the Transforming series, understanding that our feelings have information. That's really important for us to learn to decipher. It's like a frequency. Well, they are. Feelings are frequencies. Just like when you're talking on the telephone, or like we are right now, it's a transmission of frequencies. We don't see the frequencies. We see each other and hear each other. But really, it's all frequency. And if we can learn to tune our frequency, our inner radio dial, we can begin to understand more what these mean for us. And of course, we took our research to the level of helping people get in, using heart rate variability feedback, biofeedback, getting their heart rhythm patterns in sync, because that's when you're able to shift emotional state the quickest, not to suppress an uncomfortable emotion, but to raise our perception where we can understand and see, like top down, what's going on. It's just fascinating the power that gives people to be able to be more empowered and be able to shift to neutral and non-judgment and do all the things we've been told we should do, but have it be real to open up our higher heart intelligence, we call it.
Yes.
It all goes with feeling qualities of love, like appreciation, compassion, kindness, care, self-compassion. All of these qualities of spirit or of heart are what bring us into coherence. So when you said you were working on a new app called Held, it just warmed my heart, because that's how people, we want to feel that warm-hearted. We want to feel nurtured, and how every human being does. So tell us a little bit more about that. What's the vision and why the name?
Yeah. I mean, my work is all inspired by, you know, life experiences that I go through. And I've just happened to come out of a very intense emotional period for the last few years of going through a separation, losing my house in the Palisades fire and everything I owned. And so I'm in that. I was, and also raising a young child, where I'm trying to conscious parent and reflect back to her and name her feelings so that she learns the language, and to hold space to allow her to express her emotions and learn to regulate her nervous system. And as I'm going through all of these things and trying to conscious parent, I'm like, I don't even know how to name my own feelings, you know? So Held was born from giving people the tools in a moment of trigger, and then beyond in daily practice, to start to be attuned to what we're feeling, have the intention to want to shift our state. And then, you know, we give them three options, given the time that they have to practice something to shift their state. So it could be EFT. It could be a coherence meditation, a heart-centered meditation. It could be breath work. But rather than, like, you can't sift through a library of content when you're in a moment of trigger. And so we're really like giving people the tools, taking away the overwhelm of choice, and just going, okay, I'm triggered. I open the app. I want to feel held, because what we've learned through all my work, and you know very well, is if we're not if our nervous system is activated, if we're in sympathetic fight or flight, we're not healing. We're not rest and repairing. We are in reaction, hypervigilance, and stress. And so held is creating that safe container and experience to where you can go get the tool you need to shift your state in the moment. And then over time, just build these practices to come back to safety in your own body and reconnect to, again, those signals and sensations and that information that your body is giving you.
That's beautiful. You know, it's for those of us who are called to do this, providing state-of-the-art tools, and AI can help us all these days because it can personalize the information that, especially if you're, like for us, heart rhythm biofeedback, it can sense what's going to get you into a more heart coherent state and help guide you there. And knowing that that's going to balance the nervous system and activate intuition. The world, as we look at the world situation, it needs all of us. It needs this more than ever, because you can see it's the lack of emotional self-management that creates fight, flight, fright reactions that limit intelligence and cognitive clarity, that create the outcropping of stress and anxiety we see everywhere. So our vision has been, let's get 100 million people downloading the new HeartMath app to increase their baseline synchronization of coherence, because that we know will lead to emotional self-regulation, health, clarity. And it's a big goal, but it's essential, and we're focused on it. And what is your vision mission with your new app?
Oh yeah, we have a, well, we have a, our media side. So I have the docuseries that's in development now that is going to teach people how their nervous system is wired, why they may unconsciously attract certain relationships, attachment styles, teach people how their operating system works, and then give them the tools to upgrade the software and have resilience and emotional intelligence and these practices like heart math, coherence, meditations. And so that's the media that's going to raise awareness. And then the app, you know, so we're hoping, I love the number 100 million. We want to affect a billion lives.
Oh, where it's
I mean, it's a little ambitious, but that was, we were like, you know, why limit ourselves? We'll aim big. We'll land wherever we land. But, to really, you know, give people their sovereignty back, you know? Yeah. And so we're not living in survival and reactivity and fear, but actually stepping into resilience, calm, and, you know, present moment, presence, you know, and compassion and love, ultimately.
Exactly. Well, I think it is so cool. When I first realized in our research in the lab that when we're stressed, frustrated, anxious, angry, all of those emotions have important information for us. They're feedback. It's like an emotional feedback system inside. What are you going to do with it? Mm-hmm. And nobody ever teaches us what to do with it. It's suppress it or vent it, which doesn't go anywhere. It drains our energy. But as you practice getting your heart rhythm, by the way, is in a very jagged, incoherent rhythm when you're feeling those stressful emotions. So then we wanted to research what helps people bring the heart rhythms into a sine wave, into coherence, into a smooth interaction between the two branches of the autonomic nervous system that control 90% of the body's functions. And it was love, the qualities of love, appreciation, care, gratitude, kindness, breathing them, feeling them. And it was like, oh, this is simple enough for the world. We could get 100 million people doing this and measure it and change the baseline coherence on the planet, because we're not going to reach 8 billion people without the field, the energetic field of the planet lifting so that people can feel more uplifted. And so measuring, training heart coherence to increase our energy of love. That's what inspires me to bring in for people, because that's what activates our higher intelligence. The qualities of love can do that. And now heart mass focus with others like yourself and other Greg Braden, others that were collaborating with us. How do we come together to help love go viral?
Yes. And ultimately, just like feel is the bridge back to ourselves, from all of the, near-death experiences and just weird mystical stories and experiences that people have had, it all leads back to love. Like, we come from love, this like indescribable love and kind of omniscience, all-knowing unity, right? Consciousness. And then we come into these human bodies as spiritual beings having a human experience, and there's this illusion of separation, and we get activated and we forget the love, but it's like we are love. So when we can, practice coherence and getting into these states and raising our frequency to that of love, it's we are in coherence with our nature, with what we are, in alignment. And that is what, when we unleash vitality and all of, the great possibilities that the master teachers show us are possible.
So how do you see, I like to ask all my guests this, how do you see love going viral? I mean, we all know we'd love that. How do you see it happen?
I think it's, be the change you wish to see in the world. The more, when people watch Heal, they stop me in the street all over the world, which is like the biggest compliment. And they say, oh my gosh, you did Heal. Thank you so much. I've watched it 10 times, like it's one of those things that you watch it because it's an experience. You feel good. It feels like truth and it ignites in you possibility and hope. Right. And we all want to feel those things. So as we give people more of this tools and also the education, the awareness, it's like, I didn't realize that eating in my 20s cereal for breakfast, frozen yogurt for lunch, and drinking like cheap red wine at dinner would make me acidic, but it's fat-free yogurt. Like, until you have the education and awareness of how things affect you, or how our system is designed, you act in the consciousness that you're at. So the more that HeartMath can reach 100 million people, the more that people that watch Feel, Heal, and use health, like, we are connecting people, giving them that experience of expansion, dropping into their heart and activating that feeling of love and gratitude and appreciation and compassion. And that spreads like wildfire. So I think it's just continuing to do what we do, And
I love that. And we've been doing this for 30 years and we connect with people here and there, but what's happening, it's like the energies in the air to bring more of us together.
Yes.
Okay, what's the way we can finally, and I don't have the answer to this, but except to support what you're doing with support what others doing, co-create something that can accelerate and reach more people than what we could do just on our own.
Yes. I think we're entering a time of collaboration rather than competition.
Right.
I think that, COVID and cancel culture and this divisiveness and the algorithm, and people are waking up. I think the frequency of the planet is just elevating. So it's forcing people to face stuff and change. Mm-hmm. And some of them can't handle that extreme pressure. And some of us are just more in flow and finding each other. So I think nature has a way of like working itself out. And the more of us that are practicing coherence, the more we can be sensitive to it and attuned to it. And then we flow to the right people. And that strengthens, the collaboration strengthens the message and the unity.
I agree. There's got to be an intuitive guidance at how all this unfolds. And like you said, with the stress ramping up and ramping up on the planet, because we are connected and yet we don't act that way. We act like we're separate and bump up against each other all the time. It creates health consequences. It creates relationship breakdown. And the one good thing of all that, I certainly know from my early life, is when there's no place else to go, you go to the heart to try to find answers. Mm. Walk at the beach or in the woods or talk to someone you trust, because the stress gets so strong that either you blow up or you find that other source within you. Mm-hmm. And that starts a magical movement of connecting with other like-hearted people. And I feel like the stress is increasing dramatically, but people are tapping into a movement energy of love. Mm-hmm. People know we have to do something different, and that's coming from deep within.
Yes. And I think that It's the new world, the new earth, the new age of Aquarius, whatever it is, whatever kind of framework or background knowledge that you have. It's like we clearly have been in this age of technological advancements. We've been in the head for the last however many hundreds of years, and wonderful advancements, but total and complete imbalance. And so now it is time, and it's so clear, and this is nature's way of rebalancing, dropping into the heart and bringing more of that feminine energy into it so that we can have this more balanced masculine head kind of efforting, and then, feminine in the heart, in the feeling, in the receiving, to balance out this whole kind of human organism and earth organism.
Right. And then bringing them together would become like a third force, like a different potential for us as humans.
Quantum leaps.
We started a course a few years ago called The Resilient Heart. It was a trauma-sensitive program for health professionals to help them understand what the heart is. It's not just this sweet, spiritual, philosophical place. It's this power source of frequencies that can heal trauma and challenges like that, because it's healing the brain, healing perception. When we get more into love, into the rhythmic pattern, but so many people can't even feel love. They can't even feel appreciation. Their hearts are shut down from hurt and pain and trauma. So it's reopening the heart, the energetic heart, and the educating children in schools, how important that input is to human consciousness, so that we all realize that it's not just for poetry. It really is our power source
totally
to make those changes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just really appreciate all you're doing, and I really honor all your dedication to it.
Thank you. Heart math too, 30 years. I mean, you must be like, okay, finally people are catching up.
Well, we've created a foundation that people can sit on, people can build on now. And that took 30 years of education, of peer-reviewed research, to be able to establish what a lot of us intuitively know, and that the heart is a source of wisdom and power and potential. And now you and others can build on that so that we can create a heart-based world.
Yes. And the more people that have these tools and kind of some level of spiritual awareness or consciousness that are creating these technologies, it's like, I just see there's such an opportunity. There's so much technology that is not in alignment with nature and her cycles.
Right.
And so it causes devastation and destruction on the planet and with our health and with people. And now it's like, we've come to a time where we can absolutely create technology that supports and is in alignment with nature, and
that's right,
take the best of both worlds. That's sustainable. A lot of the technologies and modern advancements are not sustainable because they're destructive and not based in love.
Well, AI is a tool that can be used either way, to accelerate love or accelerate the head that's separate from the heart.
Yes.
What's beautiful is that I believe this heart rhythm coherence is a signature of love. It's a signature of when you're in sync with yourself and nature. In fact, the research lab here at HeartMath found that nature's frequency is 0.1 hertz, which is the same frequency when we're in heart rhythm coherence.
Wow. Okay.
And if we can begin to measure that in the Earth's energetic field, as we do and we're exploring in the Global Coherence Initiative, we hopefully will be able to accelerate that shift on the planet in that way as well.
Yeah.
Why don't we all do a heart meditation together, just to synchronize our own hearts and brains so we can lead with love more and more in our life? So focus your attention in the area of the heart. And just imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area, breathing a little slower, a little deeper than usual. Find an easy rhythm that's comfortable. This very first step of almost all heart map techniques helps to balance our nervous system. Now, as you continue heart-focused breathing, make a sincere attempt to experience a regenerative feeling, such as appreciation or care for someone or something in your life. It's easy for you to feel appreciation or love or care for. Doing this brings your heart, brain, emotions, and nervous system into coherent alignment and synchronization. Now ask your heart, what would be a more efficient or effective approach to something that you've been pondering in your life? What's your heart's intuitive guidance say to you about something in your life? And just quietly observe any subtle changes in attitude or feeling or perception. And if you're gaining a new insight or intuition, just commit to acting on it. If not, just appreciate and enjoy this quiet observation of being in the heart. Now let's radiate our compassionate care to all people suffering across the world from separation, displacement, wars, natural disasters, famine, trauma, all the major stressors that draw your heart's compassion. Just radiate that heart quality of compassionate care into the energetic field to all people and see it helping to lift the field. Now, let's close by co-creating a reservoir of compassionate heart energy that each of us can tap into whenever we need a lift over the next month, or whether we need extra support to follow our heart's guidance. We're all energetically connected, so we can co-create this reservoir of heart energy. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. Kelly, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, having that experience and practicing and listening to this, everyone doing their part and practicing coherence and dropping into their heart and cultivating that love and appreciation. Not only does it send new frequency and information into the field, and you become a magnet for more to be grateful for and synchronicities and magic in your own life, but it opens up to whatever gifts that you are here to express and the innovations and the conversations and, communities that you guys each have within you and the work. So that's when you want to be the change. These little practices are the small steps that lead to massive change because we're unleashing the gifts and the light and the love within us all. It's so beautiful.
Thank you. I couldn't agree more. And as a free gift to our listeners, I want to remind everyone they can download or watch the HeartMath Experience. It's an online video learning course available on the HeartMath websites. And if they haven't done so already, you can check out the new HeartMath app with a camera sensor that measures your coherence at the App Store or the Google Play stores. We all need to come together in the heart to make a difference on this planet. So, every third Tuesday of the month, we publish a new episode of the At Heart podcast. Be sure you subscribe so you don't miss our next guest and topic. And again, thank you so much, Kelly. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Deborah. This has been amazing.
Thank you for listening to the At Heart podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you can catch the latest episodes. If you're wanting even more heart-inspired content, find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Look for HeartMath and also the HeartMath Institute. Both organizations are committed to helping activate the heart of humanity.